Good.
Motion to approve the Ops County.
Okay, quit blanking. Okay, let's call the meeting to order. Good morning and thank everybody for coming today that came. For those of you that don't know me, I'm the new county judge, Todd Tefteller, and we've got two new helpers up here, Mr. Dustin Nicholson and Jay Miller. This morning, we're going to start by offering a prayer. I've asked Commissioner Gentry to lead us in the prayer and Mr. Dustin to lead the Pledge of Allegiance to both ways.
Father, we thank you for this day and for the many blessings that you give us. We thank you, Father, that you are a gracious provider. We thank you, Father, for our two new members, and I pray, Lord, that you will lead and guide them and give them encouragement when the days are hard, that their time serving the county will be one that is uplifting, and that they will have it be all that they want it to be and expect it to be. Father, we ask that you be with our men and women that serve us, to guard us here at home and abroad. Be with them, be with their families, because they serve also, Father. We ask that you give us wisdom today in handling the business of the county. And we thank you, Father, for this county that we live in and for all that it is to each of us. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. Is anyone signed up to speak to us today? Did anybody sign up to speak to us today?
There's nothing signed.
Nothing signed. Okay. Item two is to consider and take action. A, the minutes of previous meetings.
Motion to approve the previous minutes. Minutes of previous meeting.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, we'll vote. Those in favor, raise your hand. Any opposed? Motion passes 5-0. Item 2B, payroll changes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the payroll changes. Any discussion on that motion? Hearing none, we'll vote. Those in favor, please raise your hand. None are opposed. Motion passes 5-0. Item 2D, budget amendments. Oh, that is important.
Yes, sir.
2C, the payroll. Thank you, sir.
I'll make a motion to approve payroll.
A second.
Motion and a second that we approve the payroll. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote. Those in favor, raise your hand. Any opposed?
Abstain.
Motion passes 4 with 1 abstention. Now let's do item 2D, budget amendments.
Motion to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the amendments to the budget. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote. Those in favor. Motion passes 5-0. 2E, accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve the accounts payable. Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote. Those in favor, motion passes 5-0. Okay, this is going to take me a minute to read. Because we got a bunch of stuff put in the record today. Item 2E.
F.
F. Consider and take action on approval of the auditor reports, the treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputations, certificates, refunds of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500, appointment of Upshur County Auditor, and order setting salaries of the Upshur County Auditor and Assistant Auditors, appointment of the official court reporter for the 115th District Court in and for Upshur and Marion Counties, Texas, the county auditor's certification to district judge regarding appointment of additional assistant county auditor, emergency response radio services tower access agreement for the participant, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to record said items.
Second.
Y'all are easy and congenial this morning. Thank you. Any further discussion on item 2F? Hearing none, we'll vote. Those in favor indicate. Motion passes 5-0. Item 3, discuss and take action to approve expenditures from the JP Technology Fund for purchase of 2 computer monitors for JP 1. 1 PC and 1 Surface Pro keyboard and 1 hub for JP 4 and a printer for JP 3.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? For anybody that doesn't know, we get all this in writing, so we actually read all this stuff before we have the meeting. So we do know in a general way what it is we're approving that be done. Okay, if there's no further discussion, we'll vote. Those in favor of approval of item 3, please indicate.
Bad habit.
Thank you. Motion passes 5-0. Number 4. Discuss and take action to appoint the Upshur County Historical Commission Board. Is anybody here from the commission? Would you like to address the court on anything?
I'd like to address the court. Thank you, Judge Teller. I have Artis Bell and Patsy Williams. You have the list of the rest that are not here. Mary Kirby, Virginia Higginbottom, and there's one other.
Claudette Bennett.
So they've all agreed to support this year.
We thank y'all for what you're doing and for coming to the meeting. So I think the motion on the table is we have to appoint and name members to the Upshur County Historical Commission in January of each year. And if I've got this right, Ms. Gwen Jewett will be the chairperson that who spoke to us, and the members we're considering today for appointment are Virginia Higginbotham, Mary Kirby, Claudette Bennett, Eddie Turner, Patsy Williams, and Artis Bell Sr. Did I state that correctly?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Motion to accept those nominees to the Upshur County Historical Commission Board.
Second.
We got a motion and a second to name said appointees to the Upshur County Historical Commission Board. Any discussion?
Good to ask how long the terms are for, or leave for 2 years.
How long are the terms?
It's like a year.
For 2 years.
Okay, thank you.
Those in favor, please indicate. None are opposed. Motion passes 5-0. Item 5, discuss and take action to assign the former auditor's office to the Upshur County Judge. That's the room right behind us here that I'm going to need to do my job, and it's not being used for anything. The auditor is no longer in that office. Also, I let anybody use it that needs it while I'm not actually in there. There's nothing in there that's valuable.
I make a motion to approve it.
Second.
Motion and a second to allow the county judge's office to morph into the old auditor's office. Would be a good way to say that. Any further discussion? Hearing none, let's vote. Those in favor? Any opposed? There's none. Motion passes 5-0. All right. Number 6, discuss and take action to recognize local businesses and individuals for their donation of Christmas decorations for the Upshur County Courthouse. As y'all know, our courthouse is certainly well decorated each year, and we owe a debt of gratitude and thanks to those people that pitch in both their financial resources and their time to get those decorations done. And including the list I'm going to call are members of the Texas Extension Education Association, TEEA, who decorate and put up the tree in the lobby each year. And that's quite a bit of work, as all of y'all know. If you're like my wife, you kind of dread. It's fun putting them trees up, and it's work getting them down. So I want to publicly thank the people as follows: Brent Godarzy and Marty Young for putting up the big Christmas tree out on the lawn, and for their financial resources and getting that done. For up to Upshur Rural for the Christmas tree installation. To Dodd Motor Company for receiving and transporting the tree to the square. To Mr. Bob Pilcher for the Santa sleigh. To B&S Hardware Materials for the Santa sleigh. To Majestic LLC for decorations. To Leslie Pilcher and family for the refurbished lighted decorations. And for members of the TEEA for putting up the tree and taking it down in the lobby. Does anybody here want to add anything? Ms. Kadelka?
I think you covered it all.
Okay. I think we ought to give these folks a round of applause. And I would entertain a motion thanking those people for their efforts during the Christmas season.
I make the motion to recognize and thank them.
You want the second, or?
Yes, that's fine.
Motion and a second that we record this vote of thanks. Those in favor, please indicate. None are opposed. 5-0. Okay, item 7, discuss and take action to make appointments to the Child Welfare Board. Is there anybody here to speak to us on that? Okay, I'll be the bad guy. If I've got this right, this is a 7-member board, and this board always needs help. And these little kids can't help themselves. And appointment to the welfare board's an important function. I remember when I was a very young man, Judge Dean back in the 70s appointed my mother on that board. And I know many men and women that serve. Right now, we've got Todd Stansberry, Jimmy Coulter, and Lola Nams. And does anybody wish to nominate anybody else to the board? Okay, Judge Fowler, my predecessor, apparently has spoken to Miss Julie York. Is that true?
Sure.
Are we putting you on the spot?
That is fine.
You don't let them work you to death, but you act as their conscience, like, you know, this is the direction we're going to go. And the other nominee is Lisa Jackson. Is Miss Jackson here?
No, she's out of town.
You always bear risk of getting elected to high office when you're not there. The people will elect you to something.
She's doing some service work in Louisiana.
Okay. Thank you. All right, then I'm going to make a motion that we appoint Julie York and Lisa Jackson to the Upshur County Child Welfare Board.
And this leaves us with 5 positions out of the 7 filled, correct?
We need 2 more, but we need to get these on.
Okay.
I might say to those that are interested in serving in any capacity, there are 254 counties in the state of Texas, and Upshur County is the only one that does not have a full-fledged active board. And those that have been serving have served a long time, and it has just dwindled, hadn't gotten many people to get involved. So the gal that's heading that for the state is retiring, and her last hurrah was to try to get Upshur County up and running with 7 people on the board, so that not one individual has to continue doing all the work. And it is an important deal, so anybody that feels that little tug on their heart might understand.
Can I ask a question? What do you have to do?
Andy Jordan could tell us that.
Would you like to answer that for Mr. Jordan?
Yes, Jeff. The Child Welfare Board is responsible for seeing and taking care of the kids whenever they come into care. The Child Welfare Board in other counties will make sure that be it a kinship placement or be it a foster care father placement, that the kids have the essentials that they need at that time. Be it diapers, clothes, car seats, anything like that. They go out to businesses, and businesses, take Gregg County for example, businesses donate money, donate materials to them. And that's what the board does. And also at Christmas time, they make sure that all the kids have gifts. But it's a very good thing to be in. My wife and I were actually trying to get in it, but we currently have kids under foster care, so we were not able to do it.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Gentry, did you have something?
Are commissioners allowed to serve on the board?
I don't know.
Do you have to reside in Wood County or in Upshur County?
I do.
No.
You follow what I'm saying?
Would you be willing to serve?
I will.
All right.
If someone
doesn't
have a problem with it.
I don't believe there's a problem for Commissioner Gentry to serve, because that is a nonprofit organization. There's no strings to the commissioner's court in any way, just for the understanding of the public, so that you wouldn't think there might be a conflict of interest in any way. So I don't think, Judge, there'd be any problem.
I'm wondering if David was nominating himself.
I just asked.
He lives in Wood County.
I wouldn't want to go outside the county without us finding out if we can do that or not. So I think the spirit of the law is people in the county. Okay. I'm sure they'll let you babysit if you want them to give them your number and run them out there. Okay.
Good. You mentioned 3 days earlier, and then she made a motion about 2. Are we appointing 5 people today or 2? I was a little confused.
Right now, I think Mr. Nicholson's going to amend the motion to add three today, including Commissioner Paul's entry.
And how long are the terms for?
2 years. I had a question here.
Judge, is my name taken off the list?
No, sir, you're on there.
You're on there.
Mr. Miles is current, we appointed him 2 months ago.
In October, I believe, November, I mean.
You wouldn't be that lucky for us to let you off. We thank you. Yes, ma'am?
Can I nominate someone else?
Sure.
Lynn Gray from Usher Oak.
Would you accept?
How would you feel about that, Ms. Graves?
There we go.
Now, thank all of y'all for volunteering, and we don't want to scare everybody never to come to a meeting. We're going to put them all to work. So does one of y'all want to make an offer an amendment to that motion to add Paula Gentry and Linda Gray?
Lynn Gray.
Lynn Gray, I'm sorry.
I make a motion to amend it and add Ms. Lynn Gray and Ms. Paula Gentry.
Okay.
Second.
Motion and a second that we amend the motion that's on the table to add the two candidates. Those in favor of the amendment, please indicate. Okay, that gets us back to the main motion, and that, as it now stands, would be to nominate all four individuals. Any further discussion on that? Those in favor, please indicate.
Do I vote for myself?
Yeah. You believe in yourself. 5-0 passes. Thank y'all for your willingness to serve.
Point four new members today.
Yes, sir.
And that, does that give the board the all seven?
We had four plus Dan is 5, and we had
Todd Stansberry.
We've got a full board now. Okay. I would like for y'all to meet a new department head today. And that would be Ms. Connie Williams, the new Upshur County Auditor. Do you wish to address us for anything?
I just want to say thank you very much for welcoming me. I'm going to try to do the very best job I can for you. And I'm honored to be here. So thank you.
What's the money?
Thank you. That's the same thing I had told her. Don't let us run out of money.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second that we adjourn. Those in favor? We're adjourned. Thank y'all for coming.
The amendment, budget amendment. Don't we have to sign that?
Who would know?